August 19th and 20th, yet another edition of Grand Jazz Fest 2017, yay. And yet a bigger night may be this Wednesday night. It's the sneak peek reveal. My next guest here to talk about it. Always a pleasure, Molly Klimas. I like to get that email for you from you saying that, goodness gracious, time to talk about Grand Jazz Fest.
You bet. Thank you, Shelley, for having us on the show. Yep.
And us excited. Means, yes, to your left, Scotty Kehoe, Regional Relations Manager with DTE Energy, doing great things. Scotty, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. Excited to be here with you ladies.
Got the memo to put our yellow shirts on, Molly.
That's right. It's that time of year again. So our T-shirts for the 2017 Fest, our sixth annual, are yellow, and we're going to be giving away these T-shirts at The Bob this Wednesday night as part of our lineup reveal party.
Awesome. All right, Grand Jazz Fest, how did this come to be?
Came to be kind of on a dare. Audrey Sundstrom, who founded the festival, she was challenged by her husband, Greg Sundstrom. Greg is city manager, Grand Rapids. And Greg and Audrey had gone to jazz festivals for years on the east side of the state. Audrey said to Greg, why doesn't Grand Rapids have one? And Greg said, Audrey, why don't you put one on? And so she did. She rounded up some people, and 6 years later, here we are.
Yeah. Good. Scotty Kehoe, DTE Energy, DTE Energy Foundation, certainly believes in Grand Jazz Fest.
Absolutely. You know, Molly was mentioning this dare that Audrey received, and I think she carried that dare on to my predecessor, Roger Royer, who did this job prior to me. And I think she said, well, you know, I had this dare to get this running. And she said, Roger, I'd like to dare you to participate. And sure enough, DT stepped up. I can't believe it's been 6 years ago. And it's been a great, exciting partnership to be able to bring this to the community. People love it. They have a great time.
They love it. And we could not do it without DTE Energy Foundation. So generous. And of course, WGVU, you're a sponsor partner. So we're very grateful for those who help us to make Grand Jazz Fest a free event.
Let's keep our fingers crossed there's no tornado warning, though.
The last year was a little crazy. It was the only year we had really crazy weather. Every other year it's been beautiful. So I think we're in for an awesome sixth annual.
Yeah. Well, are you in for an awesome Wednesday?
We are. The fun is going to start at 7 p.m. at HOME. That stands for House of Music and Entertainment at The Bob. So at 7 p.m., the Steve Hilger Jazz Quartet takes the stage. And then at their set break, we're going to announce the lineup for our 2017 Fest. We've got 11 exciting acts. And if you come on down to The Bob this Wednesday night, you'll be among the first to know who is going to be appearing at this year's Fest.
Great. Scotty, do you know this list?
If I did, I wouldn't be allowed to tell you.
I will share this. We always open with Grand Rapids Jazz Orchestra and Edie Evans Hyde on vocals. And that's like tradition. We love that big band sound. So for sure, Grand Rapids Jazz Orchestra and Edie will be there.
All right. If that is all I'm going to get from you, that's okay. So at the party, tell me more, Scotty. Is it open to anyone?
Yeah, absolutely. Open to anyone. Obviously, we would love to have an issue with running out of space, so we'd love to have as many people as possible there. And of course, we'll have some live music there. So we'll do the public announcement. We'll have a couple of our well-known and previous performers there. So it'll be fun. There'll obviously be food and just an all-out jazz party.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. Again, this Wednesday night. This is, Molly, part of International Jazz Day celebrations that are going on around the world?
It is, yes. We're a sanctioned event, so we're proud to do our part to be spreading the love of jazz right here in West Michigan. But International Jazz Day, it's something that is happening in spots all over. And the whole month of April is Jazz Month. So, yeah.
I think these T-shirts possibly would be giving away, maybe available for purchase this Wednesday as well.
We are giving away T-shirts, so come on down for that. And the Gilmore Collection, which owns The Bob, they're throwing in a special giveaway. You have to be there, but a giveaway for a seven-night stay at the Redstone Inn, which is one of the Gilmore Collection properties. So come on down and put your name in the hat for that as well.
I will say, though, everybody's a winner. I mean, when you're out there, you're listening to the music. It's such a great event, and you know, I look forward to August every year to be out there. Like Molly had said, I think we're in for a great day, great couple of days. But this is just sets the stage for summer. You know, this really gets you in the mood.
This jazz reveal
music
party
really encourages you to be thinking about those nice warm days.
Yep. And remember, remind me, Scotty, again, DTE Energy. We often, you know, use your energy, get our bills, pay proudly. But the foundation arm, this is philanthropic at its best.
Absolutely. One of DTE Energy's aspirations is to be a force for growth in the communities where we live and serve. And being that force for growth, we have about 400 employees and 400,000 customers in West Michigan. And so that's important to us. And events like Grand Jazz Fest that are such a community-focused activity really brings people together. That's important to us at DTE Energy. That's a way for us to give back. And, you know, our employees participate and they love it as well. But overall, it's just really being a part of our community and being a part, you know, in our community. That's very important to us. And you know, Molly had mentioned that without support from groups like WGVU and DT, that this wouldn't be possible. But there are volunteers that turn out in unbelievable numbers. Molly just being one of many who organize and volunteer at this event. And I would challenge people, if you have a heart for jazz, you know, reach out to Grand Jazz Fest and talk to them about volunteering. There are lots of opportunities.
Yeah, we'd love it. Yep.
And that's all day. That August 19th is a Saturday, and August 20th is a Sunday.
Correct.
Yes. Yep. But this Wednesday night's that sneak peek lineup reveal party.
Yes, indeed. Oh, so,
no other hints? Do you want to just like, will I see a trumpet throughout the weekend?
Oh, yeah, of course. Trumpet, saxophone, all kinds of jazz. You know, there's so many different kinds, and that's the thing. Jazz is a genre that has something for everybody. And by the end of the night, that Saturday night and end of Sunday night, everyone's dancing, you know.
Yes. You hear jazz every night here at 7 o'clock.
I know.
WGBU.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. And you know, you listen to other forms of music, and all of these other genres of music, they really take from jazz. And that's really the foundation for a lot of other genres of music. And so, as Molly said, really at the heart of these events, everybody can find something they like, whether it's the trumpets, the saxophones, the guitars, the drums. Yep. There's just something for everybody there.
Yep.
So after Wednesday night, we'll know the lineup.
Yes, yes.
But be there during the Wednesday night reveal party to be up close and personal.
Right, right. So at 8 o'clock that night, that's when we're going to announce the lineup and do our giveaways and just have a lot of fun.
Yep. Well,
and get your swag.
We've got our t-shirts here.
You have to show up in August wearing your t-shirt.
It's a nice, bright, get the word out, Grand Jazz Fest swag. 2017 in full motion. You'll hear those who will share their talents this Wednesday night. Scotty Kehoe, your final word on behalf of DTE Energy Foundation?
Just thank you again to all of the volunteers at Grand Jazz Fest. It's that group that makes this possible, and we just are privileged and honored to be a part of it with the team.
Great. Molly?
Thank you, Scotty. We couldn't do it without DTE Energy Foundation. Thank you, Shelley. And if people want more information, go to our website. That's grandjazzfest.org. We're also on Facebook. Just type in Grand Jazz Fest. You'll find us.
Nice. The Grand Jazz Fest lineup reveal party this Wednesday night at the Bomb. Thank you.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you.